Monday, August 17th will mark day one of the 2020 Hastings Raiders girls soccer season. And head coach Scott Meyer of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Monday to talk a bit about the excitement coming up. And after the best season in school history in 2019, he's just ecstatic to get back onto the field with his Raiders once again.
Yeah, it's finally here, or at least an idea. It's been a lot going on over the last couple of weeks, and a lot of information has been pushed out by the high school league and our conference. You know, and our district has been, you know, readily trying to prepare everybody for this. So it's here, you know, we're a week out and things are starting to really take fold.
From a head coach's spot, he talks a bit about the organization skills of Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen as he has guided the coaches and athletes through these COVID waters since March all the way through fall.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think first off, you have to tip your hat to Trent because, you know, from an AD level standpoint, he's been very active and he's been very visible within just, you know, the high school league and the ADs as a group in general, you know, and I think he's done a very good job of balancing this information. And a lot of it is where he's been in attendance. You know, he's been on all these meetings, you know, hours throughout each day in these last couple of weeks leading up to it. And he's been able to disseminate it and summarize it and get it out to us as coaches in a timely fashion. So that way we're staying updated. You know, what are the primary items of concern? You know, here's what this is going to be looking like. And I think he's provided a very good pathway for us as all of our sports, at least the ones that have been approved to begin this fall, are unfolding right now. So it means a lot to me. You know, and I think the other coaches would agree as well, is that he's doing a bang-up job as our AD.
As was the case with many other fall sports fans, Coach Meyer was dialed into the KDWA coverage of the Minnesota State High School League meeting to determine what was going to happen this fall. And as they noted that soccer would be coming back for this fall season starting on Monday, August 17th, the excitement was there, but also the coaches had to get into scramble mode. We're less than a week away.
Well, when I saw the feeds coming through, I was interested. That obviously the high school league, you know, one, it kind of brought their notice out even before the school districts have. So my first concern was always thinking regarding the health and safety of the kids, you know, whether they were going to be returning to school or not. And whatever that looked like, that was going to kind of also impact then the ability to do sports in person. So we've been fortunate and we've been granted an opportunity based on how we're trying to unfold things is sports is happening this fall. So once I saw that, I did see some of the modifications to the season and things of that nature, so I'm already starting to spin my wheels on it. Okay, you know, we're going to have maybe some reduction in our season, number of games, this and that. Okay, so then I start thinking, okay, where am I going to maybe make decisions and things like that? Well, for us as a conference, we were fortunate that the athletic directors kind of took the leadership role in a lot of that. You know, so what we're dealing with our schedule this year is based in part of their decisions as a collective unit, making those decisions on behalf of all the schools. So our schedule is reflective of that. So that makes it a little bit easier. We don't have to then get into biases of who we want to choose to play or who we don't play, if that makes any sense to you. It's really streamlined, you know, setting itself up. We don't know with regards to sections or a state tournament. That's still a TBD type thing for the high school league to vet out, but we haven't heard any updates with regards to that. So we've just recently received a copy of a formatted schedule for the year, and our games are going to start on the 27th of August. So that puts us into our prep mode now. You know, I mean, we did a lot of our trainings throughout the summer with the hope and anticipation of having a season. So the girls have been getting ready. We haven't been able to do any captain's practices right now leading up to tryouts. So hopefully the girls, you know, we've asked them to maintain their skill sets and maintain their conditioning. So then when we get going on the 17th, we can get our tryouts done, get our teams made, and then start with our practices right away to get prepared for the first series of games on the 27th.
Coach Meyer on the likely Metro East Conference schedule for both the girls and boys soccer teams this year.
Well, with regards to our schedule, so it's going to be a conference-only schedule, and everybody's going to play each other once. The latter part of our season is going to be like a three-game type seeding situation where then at the end of that, that's intended to decide our conference champion for the year. So we're going to play everybody once, and then we're going to all get seeded based on those results, and then we're going to have it out right then and there with those games then thereafter to see where everything falls. So I hope that makes sense. You know, what that means is right now, no scrimmages that impacts our ability to host our 10-team scrimmage right away early in the season. No alumni events. It also then does away with any of our non-conference opponents who also may be section opponents right now this year. So a lot of impacts. We understand that. But you know what? At this point in time, having the ability to be able to play, that anticipation, that excitement is where we're at right now. So we're just happy to have some games because, I mean, if you can recall last spring, right, there wasn't a lot that was able to be taking place. A lot of it was virtual. There was a lot of things lost, you know, where there wasn't going to be any type of season going on. So I think between then and now where we're at, we've taken some strides. Are there still some high-level concerns out there right now within the COVID environment? Absolutely. And it's going to be our charge then as coaches collectively within the high school and our individual programs is that has to be on the front of our mind every day. Everything we're doing is we're trying to maintain risk mitigation against that because we don't want to have things go the other way and become a tipping point for the wrong direction.
Coach Meyer hopes his Raiders are in shape and ready to go for Monday.
Yeah, historically, the first week has always been a really, really, really lengthy run-in. This year, we have a shortened season. We have a shortened window. The first 2 days are going to be straight-up tryouts. We're going to be doing two-a-days for those first 2 days at minimum, you know, and what we're going to be trying to get the players in is we want them in game mode as best as we can. Now, we're still waiting to get some guidance from our league liaisons in terms of what that looks like, in terms of, you know, what are we going to be able to do, you know, in terms of blending, because we're going to have probably about 50 players. We want to make sure that we can be able to see players compete with and against various players, right? And then, you know, from there, we're going to be hitting the ground right away running, you know, with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We got to have some really good practices amongst all three levels because the 27th is going to come sooner than later. And, you know, with our schedule, this modified schedule, every game now, since we only have 10 games, every game is going to have a little bit higher weight to it in terms of how we place and how we finish. So every game is going to be important. Not that they all aren't, but this year especially.
More coming up Saturday morning.